This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live. We're kicking off another hour here. You have plenty of time to join us. The toll-free lines, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Aria's got a story that's just warming her heart.
And it's truly the most heartwarming story that we will cover all year long.
All right,
you laugh, but this is a boon to all of humanity.
All right. That's a big tease. We'll get to it here in just a moment. And, of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. You can bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And also the Discord call-in line rooms, discord.lrn.fm, allows you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there, and it is totally free. Plus, coming up, smiling. We've been talking about the lack of smiles in our lives and how that can hurt us, given that all these people now have their mouths covered up with these masks. Well, you don't get to see people smiling, which means that you might not feel as good. You might not feel as comfortable in places if people aren't able to smile and welcome you, for instance.
So would people be better off if we had fake smiles on our masks? I mean, you know, they have...
Well, that's not genuine, so I don't think that would make a difference.
I think it might fool the human brain. Because this is all about, you know, all you are is the chemicals that course through this lump of fat that sits in your skull, right?
Well, I don't know if I agree with you there.
All right. A large part of what you are.
Could be, your consciousness could be coming in from outside of your body. You may be more than just those chemicals.
Yeah, how much evidence do you have for that claim?
I just said it could be.
Yeah, it could be.
We don't know much about consciousness.
We're being beamed down from the mothership.
Yeah, we don't know much about consciousness, yeah. Mark, do we?
No, I guess we don't. So, if that's so, then all you have to do is trick it. And remember, babies' mobiles have little eyes on them to keep their attention. So, it might work.
Those are babies.
Yeah, well, our brains aren't much better than theirs.
They're significantly better.
No, I think they're probably worse.
Okay, well, that's scientifically
incorrect. Don't think you have any evidence for that one.
Incorrect.
No, they learn much more quickly.
Elasticity isn't the only thing that matters.
No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Having learned things is better than having the ability to learn things,
babies,
I would argue.
Don't have things like object permanence, for instance.
I think we might be able to trick the brain with fake smiles. That's my claim.
That's an interesting theory. Let's go to David. He's in Jackson, Michigan, listening to WKHM. Hello, David.
Well, good evening, gentlemen. What I'm not
There's a lady here too.
Able to catch your show on my FM or AM, I don't think, here, which is not too far from Detroit, but I think there's a contract issue that there's a show. But they put you folks on live right now, and I want to speak to you folks about our illustrious, highly esteemed Governor Whitmer.
There's a lot of people that have been using those sorts of tongue-in-cheek adjectives to describe that lady recently.
And also our lieutenant, they call him LG, Lieutenant Governor, highly esteemed, Garland Guilford. He could slam a basketball without even jumping.
He's that tall?
He's from Detroit, highly esteemed also.
Okay, so what are you calling about?
The public service announcements are now saying mask up. Who's paying for the public service? You guys are free, so am I. Although honorably discharged United States Marines, speaking with you, we have paid. Who is paying now for these mask up America ads? Oh, I thought they were talking about Smokey Bear with the...
I'm going to guess it's the government, which would mean taxpayers are paying for it. But I haven't seen the ads, so I don't know for sure.
Being free?
Huh?
Being free? Well, how do we allow that being free?
How do we allow that being free? I don't understand the question.
It's not free. It's being paid by taxpayers.
Mask up America. Mask Up America, I'm not sure where all you mugs stand on the upcoming elections and their sort of, you know, Democratic convention.
I know who. I know who's going to win the election, and I know who's going to win the election this year.
The politicians.
Yeah, the government.
Okay. Which part of it's better?
All of it's bad.
Why?
Because it's force against peaceful people. Government is force.
Who is to govern, then?
Government are people.
I don't need to be governed.
They are people, and they're strangers, and they don't know my life, and they don't know what's best for me, and I don't care what they think, and I'm not going to do what they say.
You see that destruction in Portland, you want that coming to your neighborhood?
Well, no, I certainly don't want that, and we would not claim that Portland is a solution to anything, but I would like to say this. The Republicans had the control of the White House, the House of Representatives, and the Senate for 6 years, from 2000 to 2006. And government didn't get smaller. It got bigger. Because the Republicans aren't about smaller, more controlled government. They're not about efficiency.
Then where do we draw lines of who is to govern? Is it just gangs that want to loot and steal and...
Dude, that's what we have now. That's literally what is going on right now, is we have gangs looting the American people.
They're called the police.
And people buy into the mythology of it because,
they make them pay for ads.
Because government education taught them that we have to have someone ruling us or we will have violent gangs ruling us.
Well, here's what I guess my basic question is, and I'm sure a lot of people out here are vast Republic wonder, is if the police and if the military is not able to control individuals that think with their gun dealing, drug dealing, absolute chaos will wipe you out, is that what we want as a
free country?
I don't understand your question. What's wrong with guns and drugs?
The illegal dealing of them.
But they wouldn't be illegal if the government hadn't said so.
Yeah, shouldn't they just be legal and then everybody could just buy and sell guns and drugs legally?
Is that what we want to look at? Is that
freedom. I like freedom.
Take over your house unless you comply with...
Well, hold on. The take over your house part is where I don't get it.
That's what the government does.
Let's say that the armed drug dealers begin to run amok in the cities. I don't live in the city. And... frankly, it's not my problem. That's the city dweller's problem.
I've never had a drug dealer threaten to take over my house before, but certainly the local government is going to do that if I don't pay them their taxes.
Well, maybe. However, I'm thinking of this.
No, definitely.
No, they definitely
just did it recently.
Don't pay your taxes. Find out whether a gang will take over your house.
They just did it recently. There was a city council meeting here in Keene where they voted for the mask mandate. On that same city council agenda, they were also voting to tax sale somebody's home. So it happens all the time. Somebody was behind in property taxes, and in New Hampshire, I don't know what all the rules are there in Michigan, and David, thank you for the call tonight, but they all have these rules where
if you fall... no slack due to COVID-19?
It was 2 years in the making. So once you fall behind on a tax payment, if you have not made that payment or agreed to some sort of payment plan and are making payments on the back taxes, if it goes for 2 years, they can then go ahead and do what they call a tax deeding, where they deed the property over to themselves. So they steal it from you, and then they then do a tax sale on the tax-deeded property. So they'd already gotten through the tax-deeding process, and were going to authorize the tax sale, which is where they have an auction, and then what happens is people who want to take advantage of the stolen property come in, and they bid on the property, saying, you know, whatever, they bid it up to whatever level. As long as it goes above the back taxes, the government will sell it to that person.
And the worst part about this is that somebody comes in really having no idea what has happened in the past, and they take over the home, mm-hmm. they paid for it, and now they have the deed to it,
yes.
And presumably, I mean, in some cases, the people are still in the home, and then they employ the sheriff from the town. The town never had the guts to actually kick people out.
Yeah.
They then have the new owner go and do it. And so, right. you know, using deadly force against the people that would steal your home means that you're using it against this person who really doesn't know anything.
Well, they will have the police do it on their behalf. But, yes, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Government is just an excuse for humans to use violence against their neighbors. And it's sick. More coming up.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Chinese banks limit customers' ability to buy gold. Chinese flooding and potential dam collapse threatens many Bitcoin operations. Withdrawals from crypto exchanges increase, indicating perhaps more people are holding their coin for themselves. Tentative agreement met to stabilize Bitcoin Cash mining in conjunction with the currency's third birthday. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Maxwell is scratchy and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet said, eat the grain. Third vet said, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
He gets Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want here. Our number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by AnyPay, which is doing amazing work at helping local business owners accept cryptocurrency in real life. And they've now expanded to include WordPress administrators, WordPress servers, people running a blog can now implement AnyPay. If you've got the WooCommerce plugin for WordPress, which is the big purchasing plugin for WordPress, there is now an AnyPay plugin for that. So when you're going to add plugins to your WordPress, just search for AnyPay and you can give it a try. I haven't yet done this, but knowing the guys over at AnyPay, it's slick, it's smooth. That's what the initial responses I've seen from some users. So try it out if you've been looking to take cryptocurrency payments on your WordPress blog. You really ought to check out the AnyPay WordPress WooCommerce plugin. So look for that. And also to learn more about AnyPay, go to AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. As we go back to your phone calls, not a fun call, but it's James in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live.
He was fun last night.
Hello. I'm the luckiest man to be alive, Mark Edgington. If an arbiter were to award me a Bitcoin for every time you and that pencil neck geek partner in crime of yours.
It's so hard to understand what you're saying there. You've got a really crappy connection, but I'm sure it was going to be really insulting and awful. Thanks for the call. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Aria, what is this this article that you are so excited about tonight?
Yeah, well, I like it when banks get screwed over, right?
Okay.
That makes me very happy. So when this article crossed my view, it made me very happy. Evidently, Citibank sent a hedge fund $175 million by mistake.
$175 million. That's a lot of money.
Yes, and now it's struggling to get the money back.
All right.
According to CNN Business, Citibank has a big problem. It mistakenly wired roughly $175 million to Brigade Capital Management, and the hedge fund hasn't returned the money. The U.S. banking giant filed a lawsuit Monday in the Southern District of New York seeking the return of funds that it said were transferred in a, quote, operational mistake. Now, the part of this I like is that banks steal money from people all the time. And now it's finally happening to one of them. Citibank said in court documents that it meant to send Brigade Capital around $1.5 million in interest payments on a loan that the hedge fund made to Revlon. Instead, it wired roughly 100 times that amount of its own funds to the hedge fund.
Well, there's a little mistake that was made.
Other Revlon creditors also received erroneous payments, adding up to $900 million.
I could make mistakes like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Citibank, which acts as an administrative agent on the Revlon loan, alleges in court documents that Brigade Capital is refusing to return the money.
Well, hey, that paid our loan off.
Yeah, right?
We're done.
Brigade has taken the baseless position that Citibank's overpayment served to pay off Revlon's entire principal balance as well.
Well, why is that baseless? Mm-hmm. If you send a check, then you can't presume that you're going to get the money back. It's not a line of credit. It's a loan. So they paid off the loan. You want a new loan? Come and negotiate terms.
I like that perspective of it. Of course, that's not the way the bank sees it. I mean, they mistakenly deposit
money.
But
it's the way the person who paid the money, what are they called?
Creditor?
The creditor, fine. That wasn't the word I was looking for. I was looking
for the
actual
named.
The hedge fund. Mm-hmm. That's not the way they see it. They've got a perfectly valid stance.
No,
if you send a check and you don't write in the memo what the funds are to be allocated for, the bank's going to apply them however they wish. And believe me, it will not be to your favor.
I don't know, but I do know that many people have mistakenly received payments from banks. Banks have mistakenly put money into people's accounts and then held them accountable for spending that money, including criminally charging some of them, even though the bank put that money in there by mistake.
I don't know. I mean, I know that that's true, right? But that's not how criminal charges work.
It is, and it's further down in the article.
I'd be very curious as to how the judge would deal with this, because, I can tell you this. If you hand somebody your car keys and say, hey, go to the store and get me a couple of things and then come back, and they decide to take a trip to Albuquerque, they haven't stolen your car. Now, you certainly have a right to get your car back, but it's not stolen in the sense that stolen cars are stolen.
Nothing about the banking system is logical. You got to remember that.
It sounds like they operate by a different set of rules than we do.
The court placed a preliminary injunction against Brigade Capital on Tuesday, ordering it to either pay back the money or to not withdraw or dispose of it until a court appearance on August the 31st. Isn't it interesting how quickly they've managed to get this into a court? Brigade Capital declined to comment when contacted by CNN Business. Citibank said Brigade Capital's actions are unconscionable and asked the court to force the return of the money. Right, because banks know what conscionable and unconscionable even are. Any other outcome would threaten the stability of the banking system and reward bad actors that try to capitalize on operational mistakes, the bank said.
I want to know who Brigade Capital's bank is.
Because they're a hedge fund, so presumably they're
does
just
that mean
loaded?
They have their own banking?
No.
Like,
I don't know. It's not a world I've ever dealt in.
Because I've had wire transfers reversed on me before by these banks, where the banks...
The banks don't care.
Right, the banks go to the bank that made the mistake or whatever goes to the other bank and says, hey, we made a mistake. Can you send that back? And they almost always send it back. You know, so
even if,
like,
it's not actually a mistake.
Correct. Yeah. So I guess, I'd like to know, who does this hedge fund use as their bank? Because whoever their bank is saying, no, we're not going to send that back on behalf of their customer. Usually
the
banks sort of do...
Well, for $175 million, I don't know. I imagine even for you or I, the banks would balk at that.
I don't know. I mean, usually the banks do each other favors. So that's what I'm saying. Whatever this other bank is not doing what Citibank wants them to do. I've seen banks act against my wishes with reversed wire transfers before, and it sucks.
Moving on, unexpected windfalls can result in major headaches for ordinary Americans, as banks typically demand the money to be returned. Depending on the state, consumers can face criminal charges if they spend money erroneously deposited in their account.
Huh.
A Pennsylvania couple faced felony theft charges last year after they spent $120,000 that their bank accidentally put in their account.
That is so unfair.
And that is exactly what every American would do if they woke up and suddenly there was $100,000 in their account.
Yeah, why are you going to ask questions about that? Yeah.
I'm not sure every American would do that.
The bank gave them that money.
But it shouldn't be, it's not theft.
No, certainly not.
I mean, I can see why they would put, I think from a standpoint of a civil case, you could put a lien on somebody, right? But I don't think you could call that theft. That's not criminal theft.
Well, you're going to remember, banks work with the state to write the law.
Oh, yes.
So banks would absolutely.
Banks and the state, but I repeat myself.
Yeah.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and what you're saying there, Mark, is the banks exist because of the state. They are essentially franchisees of the Federal Reserve System. They've all got the blessings of the
FDIC. They're calling it crony capitalism these days, but it's really fascism.
855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number. It allows you to take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. News from news.bitcoin.com. Chinese banks limit customers' ability to buy gold. Chinese flooding and potential dam collapse threatens many Bitcoin operations. Withdrawals from crypto exchanges increase, indicating perhaps more people are holding their coin for themselves. Tentative agreement met to stabilize Bitcoin cash mining in conjunction with the currency's third birthday. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Here in California, the sky is brown, the sun is bright red, and ash continues to fall from hundreds of wildfires. 300,000 acres are scorched so far as hundreds of wildfires burn across California. A helicopter pilot was killed while on a water-dropping mission in Fresno County. In Vacaville, just north of San Francisco, fast-moving flames are threatening tens of thousands in Northern California after a powerful lightning storm ignited hundreds of fires. Some ran for their lives through the fire, including Rhonda Petrillo.
And there's fire behind me, fire on the side, fire in front, and I'm like, that's the only way out.
Much of her farm was burned to the ground, along with countless homes. California Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency for all of California.
We've now requested 375 engines to come from other states.
This is USA Radio News. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp is defending his state's COVID-19 response after a White House task force report showed Georgia has the highest number of cases per capita in the country, double the national average.
We're looking at the contact tracing data to understand where the spread's coming from. And we've also said when we open schools, when we open back up, we're going to have things that happen.
President Trump wants to deny China some of the proceeds from the sale of TikTok. So says White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow on CNBC.
It's not something that's been done in the past, but that doesn't mean it can't be done now. I'll leave it to Secretary Mnuchin, who will be running the books on that deal. So we'll see.
After he spoke, the anchors on CNBC appeared stunned by Kudlow's answer. They said, it sounds like something a country like Venezuela would do. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Oh, lovely, lovely. The sound of dropped packets. That's what you're hearing there. And actually, that was what was wrong with James's call. It wasn't his fault, actually, this time. It was... the internet is broken, and thankfully our feed is getting to the network okay, so we sound fine on the radio, but if you were to call in at this point, you're going to sound like that, and it will be awful.
Interesting.
I still think this is James's fault. He's just that toxic of an individual.
He broke the internet?
Yeah, he just broke it.
Poor guy.
Yeah, so we're losing about 20% of our incoming packets here, and sadly, we don't have ISDN anymore, because that's not a thing, so we don't have reliable connections to our network. So if you want to call in at this point, you're going to have to call on our local lines here in the studio. You can.
What about the Discord line?
That's also an option, yeah. Discord will be fine. You can use Discord over at discord.lrn.fm. And, in fact, that's where we do have Mortified Penguin on the line. We'll get to his call here shortly. But if you want to call on the phone lines, we do have our studio lines open at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. So feel free to call in that way. And you can still get on the air. You can still bring up anything you want. But if you call in on our toll-free lines, they are not going to be airable at this point. So you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features. Let's go to that Discord server. Mortified Penguin calling from Virginia on the AMP-only call-in line. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I wanted to talk about Facebook censorship, since that comes up a lot on the show. I mean, on related shows. What do I remember? Especially when I was listening regularly, it came up quite a bit. And I was, I know you don't use Facebook now.
It's been two and a half years since I've been on Facebook. It's been fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of reactivated it for business purposes, and even then I still kind of just abandoned it. Mm. But something happened today. Facebook went on a mass banning, and I know this has a lot to do with kind of the people in the Twitterverse that I follow, but a decent number out of a certain group of people, a decent number of anarchists and anarchist content, and I think some groups and some people got wiped off of Facebook. And really? It's part of a wider crackdown on, you know, so-called violent anarchists. And I know some of them were had some pro-gun content for self-defense. And they are getting caught up in this in this government dragnet of crackdown on violent anarchists. So it's
it's government-related or it's Facebook?
Oh, it's Facebook, of course. It's, okay. it's strictly speaking, it's Facebook that's cracking down on this content. But the people that are... that have been banned. I mean, they're absolutely not of the kind of people that, on record, these are people that talk and write a tremendous amount. They don't advocate violence whatsoever. So, I mean, like, it's kind of crazy, and it's certainly hitting, from what I've heard, all sorts of, political opinions outside of the realm of acceptable discourse. And that's what it is. Anarchist, guns. Perfectly fine. Lots of pro-gun people out there, but guns and anarchy, no, that's a no-go at this point.
I mean, you're not wrong. I did get a 3-day ban a few weeks ago. I don't remember. You know, people were making all sorts of suggestions about what to do if the government shoots at you. This was back when the military, the National Guard or whoever was walking through the streets shooting people on their porches or whatever it was they were doing. And I said, I have a different suggestion. Shoot back. And I got banned from Facebook for that for 3 days.
Mm.
So I'm just for advocating self-defense.
That will be outside of the realm of acceptable discourse, for sure. And you should expect that, and that's why people shouldn't really be on Facebook.
Yeah, I was not surprised. I didn't raise an issue about it, because I was like, yep, seems about right.
I'm not going to comment on your comment, but I will say this. This country wasn't founded by people unwilling to shoot back at their government that was, you know, initiating violence against them.
I mean, someone's trying to kill you. Someone is shooting at you.
Right.
The only logical self-preserving course of action is to either flee or shoot back. And you can't flee.
You're looking at it logically.
A bullet.
I would say, in fact, let's look at it as a sheep, right? They use this term sheeple, right? That you're not supposed to say sheeple. Once you say sheeple, you've lost the argument.
I just find it offensive.
What the hell else is a person that would allow an organization to shoot at them and not fire back?
Unarmed?
Yeah, surf?
I don't know. I don't have a good answer. No, I know I don't like the term sheeple because
I don't like
it's dehumanizing.
What's that?
It's dehumanizing.
Okay.
But a person who also stands there and lets themselves get shot at,
they've just been,
not really
by
be
its
a
definition,
human.
Dehumanized.
Yeah, they may not really be a human at that point anyway.
Yeah, I mean, Mortified Penguin, it's just not really news anymore, is it, that Facebook is cracking down on people and Facebook doesn't like certain opinions, and if you don't have, you know, if you question COVID or if you question the government, then you're not welcome there.
Yeah, and if, you know, when you ask people, why are you still on Facebook? I mean, honestly, nobody really thinks that Facebook is the, you know, cutting edge of anything at this point. But, I mean, the answer will always be, and the answer, you know, logically is, that's where people are in numbers. So, I mean, eventually, it's not going to be where people are at some point, because there's going to be there's been a generational shift, and there's just a lot of stragglers and legacy content on there. But I mean, come on, it's for basically old people now, if you ask the young people.
That's what the young people say. But then they go to Insta, which is owned by Facebook. And
they've gone to TikTok, and the boomers got really upset about it.
Well, I don't like TikTok either.
Yeah. See?
I saw a headline that Facebook is now requiring Oculus Rift or Oculus users to have a Facebook account. So if you have the Oculus 3D, you know, virtual reality glasses, which Facebook bought Oculus a few years ago. And so now no one should be surprised that this happened. But now in order to have...
When they bought it, didn't they say they weren't going to require that?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, obviously they're not going to keep their promise. Yeah. I mean, Google used to say they wouldn't be evil, right?
Right. Don't be evil. Right.
So, yeah, there you go. Hey, thanks, Mortified Penguin, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're going to give another shot here. Mouth-breathing dullard is on the toxic caller line. Appears like, sounds like he's talking to himself.
Straps if you needed them.
Hello?
For free, as long as you paid for shipping and handling. But that's not
it. Normally, he wouldn't do that. I don't think he knew that he was on with us. Because, I mean, as bad as a person
he is normally clean, yes.
He normally doesn't say the F word on the radio.
I think he was distracted by something or he did a pocket dial.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, it's hard to pocket dial the toxic user line.
Yeah, that is a hard thing to do.
Perhaps he has some kind of shortcut on his homepage.
Well, he can't say we didn't try to give him a second chance there tonight. So thanks, I think. Appreciate it. Well, you know what? A little bit of bad Citibank news.
He'll threaten your family, but he won't say the F-bomb in the air.
So Citibank is in the headlines again here, Ari. I was just looking for Citibank and Bitcoin to see if there was anything. And apparently Citibank is predicting Bitcoin's price to hit $120,000 by the year 2021.
Okay, but what matters to me is will they close my account for selling Bitcoin?
Yes, they will.
Yes,
okay,
yes, they will.
I don't care what their opinion. That's what's screwed up about all of these banks. They don't object to Bitcoin itself. What they object to is unregulated, uncontrolled cryptocurrency.
Mm-hmm.
They don't object to Kraken and Binance and
these
all of these
exchanges.
Others. Yes, the major exchanges that play ball with the banks and with the government that have even created a cartel designed to regulate the cryptocurrency industry, just bending over saying, yes, master, give me more to the government so that they become the new banks in the modern world of cryptocurrency. So Citibank loves
it. Right. Yeah.
They don't have an issue with Bitcoin because Bitcoin can play by all of those rules.
Right.
What they don't like and what they will never like is Monero.
Yeah, Monero, the privacy coin, which is always...
They didn't make a prediction on Monero's pricing by next year? 2021. I mean, that's a big rise in Bitcoin by 2021.
It's not a rise in Bitcoin. It's a collapse of the USD.
Well, that too.
All right, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, although I'm sorry, I give that out of habit. We're still not taking calls on that line because, as you can hear, it doesn't sound so good coming from our network. But our local line will work for you. 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. That gets you on the air with us here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live or call in via our Discord server. We're coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. mysolarbackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The remaining moments are now. And that's the point of this program. 855-450-FREE is our normal toll-free line. However, don't call that one because we got a really crappy internet connection to our network at the moment. So you're going to need to call our local lines at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And I was so disappointed right before we started the show tonight. Like, 60 seconds before we're about to go on the air, there's a landline here in this studio. That's not the number I just gave out to you. That's actually a VoIP line. But there's an actual landline here in this studio, and it's connected to our studio board, so we can take calls on that. Like, if we got somebody calling from a prison or something like that, they need to have a landline. So that's one of those things that that's useful for. And I just answered the call, figuring it might have been somebody from who knows where trying to call the show. And
Knows what?
It was one of those automated messages like, "This is the Social Security Administration. We regret to inform you that your Social Security number has been used in fraud along the southern border of the United States. Please press 1 to speak to one of our agents." And that's a paraphrase of what it was.
Yeah, but sure.
It was
Why would they make you press 1? Just to make it sound more official?
Just so they know you're there. No, it's auto dial.
It's so they can, it's just auto dialing. Okay. And whoever would do it would be auto dialing, and that makes sense.
So there's a computer system doing the auto calls, and then anybody who presses 1, they know there's a real live victim on the line, and so then they'll put
They're gullible enough to push the button.
Right.
Okay.
They'll put an operator on the line to try and take money from you, which is likely what would have happened. And I'm like, oh, right. Well, let's put this on the air. How often has that happened
right.
Before? door. And so I pressed one, and at this point we're like 30 seconds from, you know, because I listened to the initial message, and now we're like 30 seconds from airtime. I press one, and whoever it was picked up real fast. Like it didn't even ring. Like I could hear that I was in a call center, right? Like you could hear the clatter in the background of chattering going on, and some voice with a heavy accent came on the line and said something that I could not make out, and I said, "What?" And I was like going to try to like lead him on and like
this
like,
is the scam.
Well, I was going to try to lead him on a little bit to get him on the air because I still had like 30 seconds before we were about to turn the mics on and go on.
Right.
And I'm like, "What?" And he said something I really honestly couldn't understand. I'm like, "What was that?" or something, and then he hung up the phone. So, like literally 10 seconds before we were about to go on the air.
That's frustrating. That would have been so much fun.
It would have been so much fun. But anyway, you can still call in here and 603-283-6160. I've never actually had one of those calls before. Like
I've had them.
I've been aware of people who've had them. I've been aware of people who've actually fallen victim to them. But never actually. Did you play it out, Mark? Did you actually?
I just kept asking questions, and sooner or later they hung up on me.
Okay, you weren't actually taking them into a remote desktop connection on your computer and logging into your bank account for them or anything like that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because that's usually where it goes from what I understand.
No. Yeah. I mean, the government, the IRS, the Social Security Administration, these organizations are not going to call you on the phone. And if they do call you on the phone, it's a scam artist.
Mm-hmm.
Probably somebody in a very poor country whose only skill is that they speak English. They're being employed at, slave wages, and it's a real shame what's happening to them. But what are they going to do, you know?
Well, yeah, I don't know. It would be interesting to learn more about the back end of exactly how this system works with the scam artist, because it is a fairly complex scam.
It easier to curtail them in the sale of online goods like cryptocurrency and things like that if we understood how the back ends actually operate.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that they don't tell people when they get the job that they're, they probably tell them, we have a contract with the Social Security Administration.
Oh, you don't think that they know that they're scamming?
I don't think that they know right away. It's just a guess.
I can't imagine that they don't know.
Well, then what you're presuming is that...
I mean, their whole job is to take money from people.
Sure.
Okay, I see what you're saying. You're saying they've tricked these operators into believing that they're legitimately working for the Social Security Administration. I guess it's possible.
I don't think that's likely.
I don't think it's likely, though.
I don't know. I think it's the only likely scenario, would be my guess.
I think it's going to be very difficult to convince, like, a Serbian or someone in Ukraine to believe that they're legitimately working on behalf of the Social Security Administration.
Okay, I'll give you one, Mark.
Because why would the American government hire someone in Serbia Ukraine to do that?
Why would big tech companies hire people in foreign countries?
They're not the American government.
I'm not claiming that they're not.
I'll give you an example.
But you presume that these people know the difference or care.
You're giving them too much credit or not enough credit or whatever. But here, I'll give you an example, Mark, of the Apple scam. So I've sold Bitcoin online, and I've come across some of these scams, and every now and then I'll manage to catch one in progress and save somebody from losing, $10,000 or $5,000 or whatever it was that they were going to spend. And this guy admitted to me what had happened. He was like a stockbroker, or is a stockbroker, in New York City, and was in quarantine over the whole COVID thing. This was early on. It was probably like March or April of this year. And he said that somebody called him up with a heavy, like, Indian accent claiming to be from Apple Computer. And
which is believable.
Yeah, that's a believable situation.
We're calling because your Apple ID account has been hacked, and we have we believe we can stop these hackers, but we need your help. We need you to send a wire transfer to us in order to help us trace the hackers. And so here's what we're going to do. We're going to put money into your account, and then you're just going to send the money that we send to you. Okay, so here's what we need you to do. We need you to log in. We're going to remote desktop in. Hold on, we're going to transfer you over to our investigations department. One moment. And then they transfer you to another guy. Okay, well, here's what we're going to do. So there's more than one person involved in this.
This sounds very believable.
And this person then tells...
Until you get to this part.
No, it's not...
No, it doesn't sound believable that Apple wants... you to wire someone money.
Well, it does if you don't understand what wiring is. But if it sounds like, well, we need to roll a ping pong ball down the tube and see where it gets stopped up. So we need your cooperation.
What's not believable, Mark, is your theory that these operators are not in on the scam. Okay, so let me give you the rest of this. Okay. So you then have to put a remote desktop computer connection program like TeamViewer. They actually had them download TeamViewer, which is a commercial program.
Yeah.
And then
not an Apple program.
They connected to him via TeamViewer, right? So they connect into his computer, and then they have him go online and log into his bank account, and they see the balance in the bank account. So let's say he's got $5,000 in his bank account. So what they say to him is, okay, now we have your bank account information. We're going to send you $5,000, the same amount basically that he had, or slightly less or whatever, some amount that is less than or equal to the amount that was in his bank account. We're going to put $5,000 into your bank account, and then we want you to send that in. So then what they do, and what he said he thought they did, was some sort of Photoshop where they were able to show him. And I don't know how they pulled this off, but he was convinced by it.
Probably through phishing. I mean, they probably just created some random web page.
Yeah, maybe.
And just, you know, typed that into his browser. Yeah, and he didn't know enough about tech to realize that the URL he was looking at had been changed.
Yeah, somehow they showed him his bank account again, and it had $5,000 more in it. So they edited like an image of his account that they screenshotted while they were in there. They added a thing like from Apple computer on his registry, and then, you know, his balance was now $10,000.
All right.
So he believes that he's been given $5,000 by Apple computer, and now these Apple technicians want him to wire them the $5,000. Well, the reality is he's wiring the $5,000 to my bank account or the church's account.
Sure.
And it's the $5,000 that was in his account. There's no extra $5,000 in there. He just orders the wire to be sent out. And so the person on the other end of the line knows that what they're doing is fraud because they are the ones doing it. There's no way they could think anything else besides they are taking advantage of somebody. So,
well,
and I suspect the same thing's true of these IRS and other scams. I just don't know all the details on exactly how they work.
My guess is that they, in some way, hire people. The people believe that they're getting into a real job, and that at some point in the process, they have a way to weed out the people who are honest and
sure.
Wanted to make less versus the people who are dishonest and want to make more.
I suspect that's true. So anyway, so what happened in this particular case was I got the guy's phone number because one of my requirements is that they show me like a photo of themselves and it has their phone number written on a piece of paper with a note. And so I called this guy and he actually conferenced me with the scammer. And I didn't realize that was going on. And it was such an awkward conversation that after I got off the line, I texted the guy. I was like, this doesn't feel right, and I don't want to go ahead with this. And he's like, yeah, don't do this. Something's wrong. And that's when we finally got on the phone. He explained what was going on. And so there's some crazy complex scams.
So did he lose money or not?
No, he didn't. I caught it. I saved him.
So they got to see his online.
See you tomorrow.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had got involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick.
I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.